nearest preceding event that will be recognized by all people just prior to very serious consequences that I've outlined is this. When a space shuttle mission is forced to abort because of a meteor shower, when that shuttle is forced down to the ground by meteor showers, which is probably in and of itself an unprecedented event, that's when it begins.
Well, actually, with a few months ago, it was about 4 months ago, our U.S. government, NASA, it's in the Chandra X-ray Observatory Satellite. Chandra, spelled C-H-A-N-D-R-A, X-ray Observatory Satellite, did actually sight Planet X. And this information that they put out, they did actually report that they saw this huge comet, but they were not able to identify it. That's the falsehood right there. But the fact that they did notice a huge comet, I guess it was impossible to cover it up. So they actually made this report, but the report was somewhere buried somewhere in the news. Marshall Masters, the former science editor for CNN, Cable News Network, has done a lot of research on Planet X, and he has mentioned that he had reported that someone had put on the internet actual footage, film footage or photographs of Planet X that was taken by the South Pole telescope. This is a secret telescope. It's not been revealed to the public. They spent millions of dollars to construct this South Pole telescope in 2007. And in January of 2008, there was someone who was probably either a friend or acquaintance or one of the astronomers themselves at the South Pole Observatory who put this visual information, this photographic evidence of Planet X on the YouTube. Okay, within one day, this photographic evidence of Planet X taken from the South Pole telescope was taken down.
In case of a major situation where a comet, I'm talking specifically about a large comet in the sky, the population has realized this, this comet is not going away, it's ever present on everybody's mind, the evening news is trying to talk about other things, and the only thing that people want to know is what is that thing, and what's it doing up there, and we don't think it's no little dirty snowball. And we want to know where it's going, and we know that there's people out there that knew this thing was coming in, and we know that they know where it's going. And we're tired of the phony answers. And like I say, a lot of people will realize this on their own, and they're going to want on their own to get out. That's where you bring in all of the Homeland Security, the FEMA, the containment of the population, and that's where I would predict that if the government was going to unleash biowarfare and then contain the cities, that's when they would do that for sure. So you start to see the scenario. You start to see all the laws that have been placed in front of you.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The whole structure is going to collapse into total and absolute chaos. And a lot of these so-called patriots are going to turn into petty little warlords, are going to rape, loot, and steal. And so are other people who are not even patriots. Some patriots will try to preserve law and order and will be killed in the process. And the ruling elite will simply go underground until it's all finished.
But as far as underground bases, facilities, and shelters, there's actually quite a few of those. Shine Mountain is one. Mount Weather is another one. It's worth looking into because they have been hollowing out these facilities, which, again, you know, there's something to be said for an underground shelter. However, if you're dealing with floods as well, then you want to shelter inside a mountain, something that's above sea level already. So, yeah.
Below the Mojave Desert, a bunker is under construction. This is not your parents' fallout shelter with worries over nuclear attacks, earthquakes, and terrorists. Doomsday digs are popping up around the country, and they are selling like hotcakes.
In the early 1980s, and I've known about this for a little while, the Washington Post reported on this, but you found a lot of other reports in addition to the Washington Post report and a few others about this potential 10th planet or some sort of mystery object.
December 81, Astronomy Magazine launched an article called Search for the 10th Planet.
We are now aware of a very large object that is coming into the solar system, and there seems to be a historical recurrence of this object.
Again, I maintain that what this is, it's probably a T-class or an L-class series brown dwarf star. It's basically the second heaviest body in the solar system. It is part of the solar system. It doesn't come into and go out of the solar system. It's the second heaviest body in the solar system.
That will flood miles inland in the continental United States, Canada, possibly elsewhere around the world. We're talking a flood of biblical proportions. Government agencies are aware of this. They've shared this with certain personnel. The U.S. Navy has apparently shared this with their service people. And there are apparently safe havens. The U.S. Government has been very busy constructing huge underground bases, if you will, in order to preserve government operations to some degree.
These types of events usually generate not necessarily, tidal waves and things like that, but earthquakes and fireballs, you know, because if you have some flaming ball of rock that's shooting through the atmosphere, it's going to cause a lot of problems.
All converging on the fact that a global disaster will occur very soon. It's a recurring disaster. See, what has happened is that when this planet passes by, it has a tremendous magnetic field, because if it comes close enough, which could be as close as 15 million miles, which is considered really really close, gravitational fields of Planet X or one of its thousands of surrounding comets, also the magnetic field of that passing space body will lock up magnetically and also gravitationally with Earth.
Given this scenario of the ever-present comet someday in the future, or looking back to the past, one can well imagine that there's a lot of containment going on by the leaders of the world. The only way they can contain the public at this point would be by force, because a lot of the people would be saying to themselves, that government up there in Washington, D.C. is not going to be able to help me. This is too big an issue. A lot of people would realize that even if they had an invitation to a cave city, it's not exactly where they want to be. So you're going to have people trying to escape, trying to go into the country, trying to build a primitive existence because they know that that's their only hope of survival. Why do you think there's been a tremendous amount of planning to contain people in the cities?
Sheldon mentioned this telescope they're putting up in the South Pole. What do you suppose they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for the 10th planet. It's not that they're looking for it. They're tracking it.
They're tracking it, okay.
Because they found it in 1979 with the Pioneer 10 space probe. Something that's important, which is basically going to be the end of civilization as we know it. And the 10th planet travels with a debris field about 250,000 miles wide on either side of it, a debris field of small rocks and big rocks that there's a good chance some of them could be hitting us. Well, the 10th planet won't hit us.
Planet X is coming around. Happens every 3,600 years, so it's not going to strike the Earth, and we're going to get tidal fluctuations and flooding on the inland coastal areas, and that's why these guys are building all their underground stuff.
Another thing that will happen is if the Earth turns ever so slightly as it's rotating, winds will pick up all over the planet, and in some belts, those winds will achieve speeds of 200, 300 miles an hour for sustained speeds of 200 to 300 miles an hour for days on end. This will require you to be either in a slot canyon, underground in a shelter, concrete preferably, or somewhere out of those winds in a structure that will withstand winds of that speed.
What's going to happen is this whole structure is going to fall apart into utter and total chaos. The ruling elite are going to go underground and wait it out while everybody up here just kills each other off. Then they'll come back up and establish a despotism, and you will be ruled like the Lodge rules its members.